From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gunmen stormed a Pakistan police training complex in Quetta Monday, killing more than 40 people and wounding more than 100. The gunmen reportedly seized an unknown number of hostages. Pakistani troops and commando units swiftly surrounded the facility to confront the gunmen. The battle to clear the complex still went into the overnight hours. No one has yet claimed responsibility. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week. The attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters move closer to Mosul. Human Rights Watch is calling for an investigation into an airstrike last week that killed at least 13 people at a mosque near the city of Kirkuk. The strike came during an assault by Islamic State fighters. A U.S. military spokesman said the coalition had determined its forces were not responsible for the airstrike. The Iraqi government says it is investigating. A top Russian diplomat says the Kremlin will not consider another humanitarian ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov spoke Monday after a 72-hour truce expired in the city and Russian and Syrian warplanes launched a wave of new airstrikes. Moscow and Damascus, meanwhile, insist the strikes are aimed at jihadists, but monitors in Western governments are saying they indiscriminately target the civilian population. United Nations humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien says he is deeply frustrated and saddened that the evacuation of injured and sick people from eastern Aleppo wasn't possible. He cited a number of things, including not receiving necessary approval from local authorities. This is VOA News. France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. Officials hope to relocate many people to temporary shelters. The Afghan migrant says, this Afghan migrant says, leaving the camp was not exactly a happy experience.
It is really hard because we have found some good friends over here and now we may be apart after this, so it is hard.
Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democrats Monday of making up phony opinion polls to make it look as if Democrat Hillary Clinton is ahead in the race. Trump told a group of Florida farmers that he is actually the one in the lead.
And watch the polls, because this is part of the crooked system. It's part of the rigged system that I've been talking about since I entered the race. I understand it. It's a rigged system.
Meanwhile, Clinton campaigned Monday in the northeastern state of New Hampshire.
All this talk about the election being rigged, trying to stir up people who are supporting him at his rallies, that is a direct threat to our democracy.
One major opinion poll released Sunday by ABC News indicates Clinton has surged ahead of Trump 50% to 38%. Venezuela's government and opposition agreed Monday to hold talks on the nation's political crisis. The two sides will meet on Sunday on the Caribbean island of Margarita. Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro made an unannounced trip to the Vatican on Monday. He met with Pope Francis, who urged him to alleviate people's suffering. European Union and Canadian leaders say they are still hopeful their transatlantic free trade agreement will be approved, despite opposition from one small region in Belgium. All 28 EU members must sign off on the comprehensive economic trade agreement for it to take effect. Belgium is the only outstanding country. It needed the support of all five regional parliaments, one of which, Wallonia, refused to accept. Four civilians were killed and 14 people wounded Monday in the Central African Republic when United Nations peacekeepers exchanged gunfire with demonstrators protesting the UN military presence in the country. A number of UN peacekeepers were among the wounded. The violence was in the capital, Bangui. A union spokesman called for calm and said the patrols in the city would be strengthened. The opening of China's Central Committee plenum Monday marked the beginning of a high season of political activity in the country. The meetings will last for 4 days this week, but come at the start of a political transition in China that culminates next year with the 19th Party Congress. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.